To sem prepozabil povedati, on je bil ustanovitelj našega gibanja. In jaz sem osebno srečo šla prav pa 1971. leta, ko je imel predavanje v Londonu in okrog Londona.
And I remember immediately that my reaction was, here is a transcendentalist who lives on the spiritual platform.
In moje prvo spoznanje je bilo, da to je transcendentalist, ki živi na duhovni platformi.
He lives in the reality of Krishna.
On živi v realnosti Krišne.
The way he would, the way I first saw him was almost overwhelming for me.
Ko sem ga prvič videl, me je to pravzaprav zelo prevzelo.
He came on a night flight from America and landed in the Heathrow Airport, and all of us from the London Temple had gone to that airport and waited for him.
On je prišel z nočnim letom na Heathrow letališče v Londonu in mi smo vsi iz Templa se odpravili na letališče in smo ga tam pričakali.
I remember finally I saw where the customs were something like a light, a source of light which was gradually filling the whole airport.
Ko sem se ozrl proti proti carini, proti tam, kjer so prihajali, sem ozrl eno luč, ki je postopoma napolnjevala cel prostor.
It was not a luč from lamps, like the neon lamps. It was another type of light altogether.
To ni bila luč, kot je takšna luč ali neonka, navadna. To je bila ena povsem drugačne vrste luči.
And it came from behind the customs, which were hidden away from our direct perception by these milk glass windows. You couldn't look through them.
Aha, in je prihajala iza teh prostorov, skozi teh prostorov carinjenja in celo iza tega stekla, skozi katerega sicer nisi mogel videti. Ta svetlova je prihajala skozi.
So you can imagine, I was there a young man from a very good German family and I saw a wandering light behind a milk glass windows and I was very surprised indeed.
In lahko si predstavljate, jaz sem bil mlad mož, ki sem prihajal iz dobre nemške družine in sem videl, kako iza tistega stekla ena luč, kako hodi.
Yes. So I followed that light until Srila Prabhupada stepped into my vision.
In jaz sem sledil tej luči, dokler Srila Prabhupada ni vstopil v področje, kjer sem videl.
Yes. And I remember from my Christian background that persons, no, I remember the story of the burning thorn bush where God appears in a burning bush.
In jaz sem se spomnil zgodbe iz mojega krščanskega ozadja, zgodbe, kako se Bog pojavi v gorečem grmu.
Yes, I remember that it is not possible for the human eye to perceive that fire, so in order to not burn itself, so I threw myself down on the ground to not, you know, see this light.
In potem sem se spomnil, da ni mogoče zaznati Boga na takšen način, oziroma ta goreči grm, ne da bi se opekal, tako da sem padel dol in sem zakril svoje oči, da se ne bi opekal.
Yes, I was afraid that maybe Srila Prabhupada's effulgence would be harmful to my eyesight.
Bal sem se namreč, da sijaj Srila Prabhupadovega telesa, da bi škodil mojemu vidu.
So, it was the first time I virtually threw myself on the ground as if I wanted to escape like some bomb throwing.
In to je bilo dobesedno prvič, ko sem se vrgal tako na tla, kot da bi hotel pobegniti neki bombi eksplodirala.
And I stayed for quite some time and finally I came out of the obeisances.
In tako sem ležal nekaj časa in končno sem dvignil, končno sem dvignil.
And I remember I saw just before me two pairs of house shoes, like Romika house cushion, you know, these ordinary house shoes.
In spomnim se, da pred mojo glavo sta bila dva hišna čevla, kot neki hišni copati.
Yes. How do you say it?
Copati.
Copati, yes, copati. This And I immediately thought, who in the world has a nerve to go in copatis, you know, in the international airport?
In potem sem si mislil, kdo na svetu je pripravljen iti v copatih na letališče.
So I looked up and I saw this color dhoti before me, and I looked more up, and I looked right into the smiling eyes of Srila Prabhupada, who had stopped before me.
In potem sem se obrnil še bolj, še više, in sem videl to takšno oranžno oblačilo, in potem še više, in potem sem obrnil smejoče oči Srila Prabhupada.
And his smile said something like, "Welcome back in the family."
In njegov nasmeh je govoril kot dobrodošel nazaj v družino.
You know, as if he had spotted a rebellious son.
Kot če bi videl sina, ki, uporniškega sina.
Yes. So, that was my first meeting with my spiritual master.
To je bilo moje prvo srečanje z mojim duhovnim učiteljem.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is described that all of us have a long, long history behind each other before we finally arrive in the human form of life.
V Bhagavad Gita je opisano, da vsi mi imamo zelo, zelo dolgo zgodovino, še preden smo prišli v to človeško obliko življenja.
All of you have a long history behind yourself.
Vsi vi imate zelo dolgo zgodovino za seboj.
A history from not only one life, but many lifetimes before you actually achieved this human form of life in Slovenia.
Zgodovino ne samo enega življenja, ampak mnogih življenj, še preden ste dosegli to človeško obliko v Sloveniji.
Yes. Now it's also described that if you finally come in contact with a great saint in this evolutionary journey, your journey through birth and death can stop.
In v Bhagavad Gita je tudi opisano, da če končno pridete v stik z velikim svetnikom, potem se lahko vaše potovanje rojstva in smrti konča.
And because the saint puts a seed into your heart.
Kajti svetnik, on poseje seme v vaše srce.
The seed of Krishna consciousness, which, or God consciousness, which you then are to water until it grows into a plant which finds shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
In sicer seme zavesti Krishne, oziroma zavesti Boga, ki ga potem morate zalivati in vse zanje zraste, bilka zraste in se dvigne ter sprejme zavetje lotosovih stopal Krišne.
Of course, just like in the seed example, the ground needs to be fertile.
Seveda tako kot pri navadnih semenih, mora biti zemlja plodna.
If the heart of a person who comes in contact with a great devotee of Lord Krishna is full of anger, full of greed, and full of enviousness, then the seed will not grow.
In če je srce človeka, ki pride v stik z Krishnovim bhaktom, če je polno jeze, pohlepa, poželenja, potem ne bo, se ne bo razvilo, ne bo zraslo.
So if you want to experience this, the growth of the seed of your Krishna consciousness in the contact of a pure devotee, you have to have a fertile heart.
Se pravi, če hočete izkusiti to rast iz semena pri stiku s čistim baktom, potem morate imeti plodno srce.
Yes. You have to make the, even when you are practicing spiritual life, you have to make your heart fertile. Don't forget this.
Tudi kadar prakticirate zavest Krišne, morate še vedno narediti svoje srce plodno, tega ne smete pozabiti.
You have to cultivate it.
Morate ga kultivirati.
Bacate, throw out the weeds.
In metati ven plevel,
which can be harmful to your small plant of spiritual life.
Ki je lahko škodljiv tej mali rastlini duhovnega življenja.
But again, if you meet such a great soul and you have an open heart, you can make so much advancement.
Ampak če srečate takšno osebo in imate odprto srce, potem lahko zelo, zelo hitro in veliko napredujete.
Today I would like to show you my own private collection of slides of Srila Prabhupada when he was in Germany. It's something like a treasure for me.
Zdaj bi vam rad pokazal mojo osebno kolekcijo diapozitivov o Šrila Prabhupadi, ko je bil na potovanju po Nemčiji in to je nekaj, kar je kot moj zaklad.
My intention is to bring all of you in contact with the great personality who was an emissary or an ambassador of the spiritual world and who walked here on this planet Earth.
In moj cilj je, da vas privedem v stik z to veliko osebnostjo Šrila Prabhupada, ki je bil kot ambasador iz duhovnega sveta.
His message was very simple.
Njegovo sporočilo je bilo zelo preprosto.
All of us, we are eternal spiritual souls.
Vsi mi smo večne duhovne duše.
We have a relationship with the supreme soul, with God.
In imamo odnos z vrhovno dušo, z Bogom,
which needs to be activated again,
ki ga moramo ponovno aktivirati,
by the process of bhakti yoga,
s procesom bhakti yoga.
So when I will show you now these slides, I hope that you will get an impression of Srila Prabhupada. I have purposefully restricted my collection on the summer of 1974.
In ko vam bom pokazal to kolekcijo, ko vam bom pokazal to lekcijo,
yes, I have limited my collection of slides on Srila Prabhupada's visit in Germany in 1974.
Se pravi, svojo kolekcijo teh diapozitivov sem omejil na diapozitive iz poletja 1974, ko je bil Šrila Prabhupada v Nemčiji.
I hope that by seeing and hearing about my memories, you can get to know Srila Prabhupada a little bit better.
Upam, da boste z gledanjem teh diapozitivov Šrila Prabhupada spoznali bolje.
And I thought that after I have finished this slide projection, we can sit back again, like we are now, and you can ask your questions, which you would like to pose about Srila Prabhupada and his teachings.
In ko bomo končali z diaprojekcijo, potem se lahko posedemo tako, kot sedimo sedaj, in potem lahko postavljate vprašanja o Srila Prabhupada in o njegovem nauku.
I originally wanted to give today a lecture on the Bhagavad Gita, but then I noticed that this is the last evening which I have in Ljubljana. Otherwise I'm in Celje and Tribolje and so on. So this is my only chance really to show you my slide collection.
In najprej sem mislil zvečer imeti predavanje iz Bhagavad Gita, ampak potem sem se spomnil, da sem Zdaj zadnjič v Ljubljani, kajti imamo to turnejo in gremo v Celje, Trbovlje in tako naprej. Yes. Tako da sem želel izkoristiti to za šljepravo.
Now you may need to sit in a way that you can see this part.
Zdaj najbolj, že se posedete tako, da boste videli to zadnjo steno.
Beyond the mode of passion.
Velika duša je nad strastjo.
So there were three manifestations of Srila Prabhupada's anger.
In obstajale so tri manifestacije Srila Prabhupadove jeze.
The first was sarcasm.
Prva je bila sarkazem.
The second was he would chastise.
Druga je bila, da je znov okregat.
And the third was he would ignore a person, a disciple totally.
In tretja je bila, da je učenca povsem ignoriral.
That was the last was the most heavy.
Zadnja je bila najbolj najbolj neprijetna, najbolj.
Once you know Srila Prabhupada said that the astronauts did not really go to the moon but somewhere else.
A nekoč je Srila Prabhupada dejal, da astronauti pravzaprav niso šli na luno, ampak nekam drugam.
And one of his disciples could not believe this.
In eden od njegovih učencev tega ni mogel verjeti.
And he once you know presented finally a TV set and that he played a video.
In je potem nekoč prinesel eno televizijo in je pokazal še video.
There you can clearly see how the Apollo 11 you know touches the surface of the moon.
Kjer lahko jasno vidite, kako se Apollo 11 dotakne lunine površine.
My generation has seen this live on TV and I remember how we were there as children just and then shouting in great pleasure, oh yes, bravo, they have landed on the moon.
Moja generacija se še spomne, kako smo tedaj gledali televizijo, to pristanje na luni in kako so vsi vzklikali in dvigovali roke.
But Srila Prabhupada had another vision.
Srila Prabhupada, on imel drugo vizijo.
He saw it through the eyes of the Vedic scriptures that the moon is a heavenly planet and you can only get there by pious activities.
On je gledal vse skozi vedsko literaturo in tam piše, da Luna je rajski planet in do tja lahko prijete samo s pobožnim delovanjem.
Mm-hmm. I do not wish now to enter into the discussion if they went to the moon, yes or no, or where they went.
Zdaj nočem iti v diskusijo o tem, ali so šli na Luno ali ne in kam so šli.
I just want to say that there is an investigation that shows that I think 50% of the NASA people also don't believe that they went to the moon.
Lahko vam samo povem, da je bila narejena ena raziskava in da 50% ljudi iz NASA tudi ne verjame, da so šli na Luno.
It's an interesting subject, but not for this evening.
To je zelo zanimiva tema, ampak ne za nocojšnji večer.
So you can just imagine his scientifically trained disciple. I think his name was Pradyumna, but not the Sanskrit Pradyumna, insisting, no, my guru is wrong, they really went to the moon.
Lahko si predstavljate ta znanstveno urjen učenec, ki je pač, mislil si, o ne, moj duhovni učitelj nima prav, res so šli na Luno.
Yeah, this was a big conflict for him.
To je bil zanj velik konflikt.
So one day, Srila, just one day after this TV scene, this video scene,
nekega dne po tej video sceni,
Prabhupada was in his living room and from the kitchen you would hear a big explosion.
Je bil Prabhupada v svoji sobi in iz kuhne je bilo slišati močno eksplozijo.
And servant asked Prabhupada, what happened?
In služabnik je vprašal Prabhupada, kaj se je zgodilo?
And ran to the kitchen.
In je stekel proti kuhini.
Prabhupada made a comment.
In Prabhupada je komentiral.
Which showed that he was not satisfied with the scientific-minded disciple.
Tak, kar pomeni, da ni bil zadovoljen s tem znanstveno usmerjenim učencem.
See, Pradyumna had just prepared It's called I think it's the Indian word shans.
Pravilno je ravno pripravljalo, mislim da indijska beseda je shans.
You have ghee and mix spices and you fry the spices in a, how do you call it in English? It's, in the German word is a kelle, a lid, you know, this iron thing which you use. A scoop maybe.
Se pravi, on je, to je bila, on je imel ghee in potem je noter dal začimbe in to pražil v tem šefli.
Yeah, and when you use a gas, when you use a gas flame, sometimes the gas flame gets into the shifa, or what is this?
Ja, in potem je ta it's zajemalka, actually the right word is zajemalka.
Zajemalka, yes, zajemalka.
In potem je ta plin, oziroma ta plamen od plina je prišel v to zemarko.
And then sometimes it can cause a little explosion in the zemarka.
Yeah. In če pride do tega, potem lahko povzroči majhno eksplozijo v zemarku.
Yeah. Just very harmless, really.
To je zelo nedolžno.
Our cooks will know.
Ni nič nevarno, naši kuhari to vedo.
So, anyways, it had exploded in the zemarka, you know, and Pradyumna he just put his head out of the kitchen, which was all smoky.
In pač prišlo do te eksplozije in Pradyumna je pomolil glavo ven iz kuhine, ki je bila vsa v dimu.
So at that moment, Prabhupada said, Pradyumna has gone to the moon.
In teda je Prabhupada rekel, Pradyumna je šel na luno.
This was sarcasm.
To bil sarkazem.
He was not satisfied that his disciple would just cling to material concepts.
In on je bil zadovoljen, da je bil njegov učenec nagnjen k materialnim konceptom.
And sometimes he chastised.
In včasih je kregal.
Yes. And sometimes he ignored.
In včasih je ignoriral.
But he, Prabhupada, was never angry afterwards.
Ampak Prabhupada potem ni bil nikoli jezen.
Sometimes after a heavy chastisement of his one of his disciples, he would close the door and laugh.
Včasih je potem, ko je nekega učenca močno okregal, zaprl vrata in potem se je smejal.
He saw as a spiritual master it was his duty to correct his disciples and guide them on.
On je videl tako, da dožnost duhovnega učitelja je, da popravi svojega učenca, da lahko napreduje.
But the correction was done without anger.
Ampak popravil ga je brez jeze.
Prabhupada once said, if you make a mistake and then immediately correct it, that's first class intelligence.
Prabhupada je nekoč dejal, da če narediš napako in jo potem takoj popraviš, to je potem prvorazredna inteligenca.
Yeah, you can train this in your own life.
In to lahko trenirate, izurite, zvadite v svojem lastnem življenju.
When the common person makes a mistake, he immediately has his defense mechanism up to cover the mistake.
Kadar navaden človek naredi napako, potem je takoj, zatem ima ta obrambni mehanizem, ki zakrije napako.
Yes, but to acknowledge or something went wrong and then corrected, that's first class intelligence.
Ampak če nekdo prizna, da je naredil napako in potem jo popravi, to je znak prvorazredne inteligence.
So Srila Prabhupada was not intolerant of his young disciples' mistakes.
In Srila Prabhupada ni toleriral pač napak svojih mladih učencev. Aha, ni bil netolerant.
Yes. Yeah, but he helped them to correct.
Ampak jim je pomagal, da jih popravijo. So she is asking that in this Christian tradition there are also these ceremonies and I don't know, there are different words for Agave, Birma, kako se reče pa, zakramenti.
Sacraments.
Yes, and you even get some something on the smeared head, on your yeah. forehead. And she's asking if this Christian priests, if they also accept karma the same as Srila Prabhupada accepted karma when he initiated.
Well, any spiritual teacher who guides his dependents becomes responsible for their lives in some ways.
Vsak duhovni učitelj, ki vodi svoje učence, postane na nek način odgovoren za njihovo življenje.
This is even true for political leaders, what to speak of religious leaders.
To drži tudi za politične voditelje, kaj šele za duhovne voditelje.
I have seen many times politicians becoming extremely sick after they are a few years in office.
Jaz sem opazil, da veliki politični voditelji postanejo po nekaj letih izjemno bolni po nekaj letih tega predsedovanja.
The scriptures say that they earn 1/6 of the reactions of the people who are living under their guidance.
In sveti spisi pravijo, da oni dobijo 1/6 reakcij, 1/6 karme ljudi, ki so pod njihovim vodstvom, pod njihovo pravo.
And if the people due to wrong informations act wrongly, then yes, the leader is responsible for that.
In če ljudje zaradi napačne informiranosti delujejo nepravilno, potem oni dobijo 1/6 teh posledic.
If he is a religious leader and even if he is a worldly leader.
Če je religiozni voditelj ali pa če je posvetni voditelj.
These are some subtle laws which exist.
To so subtilni zakoni, ki obstajajo.
In spirit, the spiritual master, when he accepts a disciple through initiation, becomes responsible for this disciple in the eyes of Krishna.
In duhovni učitelj, kadar sprejme svoje učenca, postane v očeh Krišne zanj tudi odgovoren.
And if he accepts unqualified people as his disciples, he will suffer for their karma, for the amount of the karma which they bring with themselves.
In če sprejme nekvalificirane učence, potem bo odgovoren in bo trpel karmo teh učencev.
If we do not want our spiritual master to suffer, then we should qualify.
Zato če ne želimo, da naš duhovni učitelj trpi, potem se moramo kvalificirati.
The spiritual master can accept sinful people as disciples due to a strong connection with Krishna, which burns the disciples' sins away.
Duhovni učitelj lahko sprejme grešne ljudi za svoje učence zaradi svoje močne povezanosti s Krišno, ki stori, da zgorijo vse te posledice, vsa ta karma, da zgori.
Do you have any more questions?
Še kaj?
Yes. Vprašanje? Pride?
Ali lahko, prosim, rečeš kaj o Šrila Prabhupadovem ponosu, da je Krišna bhakta?
Srila Prabhupada was often well, this pride to be Krishna's devotee cannot be compared with the puffed upness of a materialist.
Ta ponos, da je nekdo Krišna bhakta, tega ponosa ne moremo primerjati z nadutostjo nekega materialista.
Once a disciple told to Srila Prabhupada, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, you are so great and so wonderful. Your books are read by the greatest scholars and your achievements of opening so many temples and farms are just remarkable."
Nekoč je en učenec rekel Srila Prabhupada, "O, Srila Prabhupada, ti si tako velik, saj tvoje knjige berijo največji učenjaki in tvoji dosežki so neprimerljivi, ti si odprl toliko templov."
So Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, you have not seen my spiritual master."
In Srila Prabhupada je dejal, "Oh, ti nisi videl mojega duhovnega učitelja."
He is like the gold and I am like the shimmer.
Shimmer?
Shimmer of gold, the shining of gold.
Aha. Sjaj. On rekel je, on je kot zlato, jaz pa sem kot odblesk, odsev.
Odsev, yes. So, But Prabhupada was very confident in being Krishna's devotee.
Ampak Prabhupada je bil zelo prepričan v to, da je Krishna bhakta.
When he came to the London airport, a reporter asked him, "Oh Swamiji, why have you come here?"
Ko je prišel na londonsko letališče, ga je nek novinar vprašal, "Swamiji, zakaj si prišel sem?"
Britain, Great Britain was for a long time the imperial power which ruled India.
Velika Britanija je bila dolgo časa imperij, ki je ta novinar je pomolil mikrofon v Šle Prabhupadov obraz in ga vprašal, zakaj si prišel sem?
Prabhupada just looked straight in his eyes and said, "I have come to teach you what you have forgotten."
Prabhupada ga je pogledal naravno svoj oči in mu rekel, jaz sem prišel vas poučiti tisto, na kar ste pozabili.
That is God.
To je Bog.
In this way he was very confident.
Na ta način je bil zelo prepričan.
In the beginning, you know, some swamis from India who also taught in the West, they had adopted Western mannerism.
Na začetku so tudi neki swami, ki so bili na zahodu in so tam poučevali, so sprejeli zahodne manire ali navade.
Like eating with a fork and, you know, Western jacket.
Kot naprimer so jedli z žlico in oblekli te jopiče zahodne.
Yes. And they said to Prabhupada, "If you want to be successful here, you also have to dress like a gentleman."
In potem so rekli Šle Prabhupada, če hočeš uspeti tu, potem se moraš tudi ti obleči kot gentleman.
Prabhupada did not have any money with him.
In Prabhupada seboj ni imel nobenega denarja.
No contacts.
Nobenih stikov.
He had just, you know, walked down from the the freighter, from the ship, which brought him to America, and listened to his answer.
In on je samo stopil dol pač iz ladje in poslušajte njegov odgovor.
He said, "I have not come here to learn."
Prišel, jaz se nisem prišel sem učit.
"I have come to teach."
Jaz sem prišel poučevat.
They have to know how to eat and how to dress.
Oni se morajo naučiti, kako jesti in kako se oblačiti.
But I wouldn't be confident in calling this pride.
Ampak ne bi bil prepričan, da je to ravno ponos.
Srila Prabhupada was confident that he had to offer something sublime which the West was not knowing about.
Srila Prabhupada je bil prepričan v to, da ima za ponuditi nekaj vzvišenega, nekaj, kar na zahodu še ni zapoznali.
He went to America's topmost university, the Massachusetts MTU, it's called Massachusetts. Yes, MIT. How would you say Massachusetts? The Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He gave a lecture there.
Šel je na najvišjo univerzo v Ameriki, to je v Massachusettsu, Inštitut za tehnologijo in tam je imel predavanje.
It's really a world famous university which turns out some of the geniuses in technology.
To je res svetovno priznana univerza, iz katere, na kateri se pač izobražujejo ti geniji v tehnologiji.
Before all the professors and students, Prabhupada said, "Yes, you have a very nice institute and which studies material sciences."
In pred vsemi profesori in učenci oziroma študenti je rekel, ja, vi tu imate res krasen inštitut, ki poručuje materialne znanosti.
"But can you tell me what is the difference between a dead body and a living body?"
Ampak ali mi lahko poveste, v čem je razlika med živim in mrtvim telesom?
With this question, Srila Prabhupada hinted at the science of the soul.
S tem vprašanjem je Srila Prabhupada namignil na znanost o duši,
which spreads through consciousness throughout the body and leaves the body together with consciousness at the time of death,
ki se po telesu širi po svoji zavesti in ki skupaj z zavestjo v trenutku smrti odide iz telesa.
And of course there were many arguments, but Srila Prabhupada stayed on his viewpoint, and yes, science now begins to acknowledge that consciousness is different, cannot be produced by a manipulation of material elements.
Seveda bilo je nekaj argumentov, ampak Šila Prabhupada je čvrsto stal na tej poanti, da pravzaprav materialna znanost ne more proizvesti življenja z manipulacijo materialnih elementov.
In other words, Šila Prabhupada stood firm on the knowledge of the spiritual science which he had brought to the West.
Z drugimi besedami, Šila Prabhupada je bil čvrsto prepričan v znanost o duhovnem življenju, ki ga je prinesel na zahod.
He was very confident.
Je zelo prepričan.
And he instilled in us the same confidence.
In v nas je vlil isto prepričanost.
See, if you walk on the spiritual path, but you are not convinced, then you yourself will not be able to advance, nor will you be able to really convince others.
Če stopate, če hodite po duhovni poti in niste zares prepričani, potem vi sami ne boste mogli napredovati, niti o tem prepričati druge.
I always like to remember how Prabhupada in the year 72 called all his leading disciples together and asked them a question.
Jaz se vedno spomnim dogodka, ko je šel Prabhupada leta 72 poklical vse voditelje iz celega sveta in jim postavil eno vprašanje.
He asked them, so the people are saying that there is no God.
In vprašal jih je, no, ljudje pravijo, da ni Boga.
And we are saying, yes, God, Krishna.
In mi pravimo, tu je Bog, Krishna.
We say we know his address.
Mi vemo, da poznamo, mi pravimo, da poznamo njegovo naslov.
And his telephone number.
In njegovo telefonsko številko.
Hare Krishna, and so on. And he's never occupied.
In on je nikoli zaseden.
Are you convinced of this?
Ali ste prepričani v to?
And he looked around.
Potem je pogledal na okrog.
When your spiritual master asks you this, Avaduta, are you convinced? It's not that you immediately can feel like saying, yes, it's not such a question where you can answer so simply.
Kadar te duhovni učitelj vpraša, ali si prepričan, to ni tako vprašanje, da bi kar na hitro odgovoril, ja.
Srila Prabhupada then continued saying, as far as I am concerned, I am convinced.
In Srila Prabhupada je nadaljeval in je rekel, kar se mene tiče, jaz sem prepričan.
And on the basis of this conviction, I'm spreading Krishna consciousness.
In na osnovi tega prepričanja jaz širim to gibanje, se jaz Krishna.
I personally feel, and with this I want to end my lecture, that this is really the uniqueness and greatness of Srila Prabhupada.
Rad bi zaključil svoje predavanje s tem, da to je, v tem je ta unikatnost in velikost Srila Prabhupada.
If you would ask me what amongst the many qualities of Srila Prabhupada comes first into my memory when I think of him,
če bi me vprašali, katera od velikih lastnosti Srila Prabhupada ti prva pade v um, kadar pomisliš na nj,
I would say he lives in the reality of Krishna.
Bi dejal, bi odgovoril, on živi v realnosti Krishne.
And therefore he can connect us with Krishna.
In zato nas lahko poveže s Krishna.
Thank you very much for listening.
Najlepša hvala za poslušanje.
I hope you learned something more about Srila Prabhupada this evening.
Upam, da ste se nocoj kaj več naučili o Srila Prabhupadi.
I was very inspired to talk with you about Srila Prabhupada, because it remains one of my favorite subject matters to talk about.
Zelo sem bil inspiriran, da vam govorim o Srila Prabhupadi, kajti to je tudi ena od mojih najljepših tem za pogovarjanje.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gaur Premanandi jai.